Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin today with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I just thank you for continuing to keep us. Thank you for watching over your children. Lord, we pray today for those that are being persecuted around the world for the gospel's sake. Lord, we pray that you make a way of escape that they may be able to bear it. Lord, we pray for all the unsaved amongst our loved ones. Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord, and may they come to you before it is too late. Lord, we pray for all the needs of the saints right now in the name of Jesus. You know the needs before we even ask. Lord, please grant us the desires of our heart according to your word and according to your will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we left off on yesterday at verse 32 of John chapter 8, and we're going to reread that for context. It says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, Abraham's descendants, and were never in bondage, never a slave to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" So they're saying, we're not slaves. We know who we are. We are the seed of Abraham. We have never been in bondage to any man. How are you saying you're going to make us free? Verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, is the slave of sin." I want to talk a little bit about the word freedom. You know, Jesus said in verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, what is freedom? What is being free? When you look at a dictionary definition of being free or freedom, it says the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. And I think most people would say, yeah, that's freedom. You can do what you want. You can say what you want. Nobody's going to hinder you or stop you. You know, we have our freedom of speech and, you know, all those things, you know, freedom of choice. You know, there's people that you can choose whatever you want to do with your body. You can choose where you want to go, where you want to live, what you want to say. All of those things would depict a sort of freedom. But there's also another definition that says the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Liberty, liberation, release, deliverance, discharge, delivery. So that's another type of freedom. That is a freedom of not being imprisoned. But there's a prison that is not just physical. There's a spiritual prison. There's a mental prison. There's an emotional prison. There's lots of different prisons. And so when Jesus said, "You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free," it's not physical. It's a spiritual freedom. And so when you look at freedom, you can be imprisoned in your mind by certain beliefs and thought process and the way you choose to go about your life. People can imprison you with their ways that you succumb to or submit to a certain type of behavior. Case in point, there's a lot of people that are very controlling. Ironically, they link up with people that are people pleasers. The combination of the two is a prison. The controller continues to be imprisoned by his need to control another individual, and he acts out or she acts out this type of control on another individual, and they are held captive by this need and behavior, this desire to control. And a lot of times it leads to abuse. Then you have the people pleaser. They are imprisoned by their behavior to constantly please. They cannot deal with the fact of someone being angry or upset with them, so they constantly do things so people won't be angry, and they give in to other people's need to control them. That is a prison. You have other prisons, thoughts. thoughts or certain beliefs that you just can't get past. There's some people that believe that all men are liars. The Bible even says that. There's a person that wrote in the Psalms, I believe in the Psalms or either the Proverbs, that all men are liars. Well, all men aren't liars, but it's a certain belief that people can have where you just believe that everybody lies because of your belief. That's a prison, because when you stay in there, you don't trust anyone, then you isolate yourself, and then you have your back against the wall and you are chained up. That's a sort of prison. So Jesus says in verse 34, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." So let's talk about sin. There's lots of people I don't think believe in sin. They don't believe in sin because they believe in freedom of choice. They believe in that first definition of freedom, that I can say what I want, I can do what I want. They believe in laws of the land. Don't run the red light. Don't go beyond 65 on the speed limit. Don't kill people without self-defense. But, you know, that's up for objection. So you believe certain things. You believe that you have certain rights. And so, therefore, if you don't commit a law or go against a law, a crime that is written on the books, but you can have freedom to say and do whatever you want. But there's also laws concerning God, divine laws. And the reason why a lot of people don't believe in the definition of sin, because sin is against God. Well, if you don't believe that you have any responsibility to keep the laws of God, to keep his word, you don't believe you're sinning. That's why people can say things like, "I'm a good person." Well, that is according to the laws of the land and according to your own moral conduct law. And depending on what you believe, that determines whether or not you believe you are doing something wrong. There's a lot of people don't believe that premarital sex is wrong. Well, it is wrong according to God. But if you don't believe that, you believe that you're not doing anything wrong. You believe it if you don't cheat or you don't lie on your taxes or you don't maybe gossip and things like that. These are things that, of course, morally makes all the sense in the world. According to God, if you are not following God's standards, meaning belief in Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead for the remission of sins, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, if you don't believe that, then you are committing sin against God. And so Jesus is saying here, "Verily, verily, I say, whoever committeth sin is a servant of sin." You're committing, you're practicing sin against God, then you are the slave of sin. Whoever you yield your members to, you are a servant of. You're either a servant of the devil or you are a servant of God. There is no middle ground. The way the world was created, it was a choice to be made what you shall do or what you will do, whoever you yield or will yourself over to. It was already set up in the beginning. And so, who are you a servant of? Are you a servant of God? Are you a servant of Satan? Let's talk more about that next time. Join me on Monday on The Word in Me. God bless.